Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Be pretty, but you can make some adjustments. Do we all need to make adjustments? I don't know about you, but we all need to make adjustments. And so the message tonight was, do you have 2020 vision? Now, the last few messages the Lord has given us was about forgiving and letting some things go. We just ended 2019, and there was probably some bad things that happened in 2019. But can we change them? We can't change them. But what we can do is change the things in 2020. I like that God gives us an opportunity to affect the future, not the past. We've learned a lot of things from the past, but now we need to take those and go forward in 2020. Here's a scripture I think we all know. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14, and I'm almost done. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14. And I actually sent this out to my family today. You know the issues that's going on there, but I sent this exact message to them today. It says, brethren, it's talking about those that are saved. That's the good point here. I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Wow. That's a message. We have to learn to forgive and move forward. We got to leave those things from behind, learn from them, but we got to press toward the mark. Satan wants to get us holding grudges. He wants to get us put on the sideline, but God said, hey, you're in it to win it. Don't give up. Focus on the vision that God has given you. Jesus has sent us into the world. I think that's a great statement. And then he told us that he was going to pray for us that we can win souls. So if we get the vision that Christ had, even though he was at the cross about to be crucified, he knew what the end result was going to be, that if this one person dies, this one sacrifice, that the world could come to Christ by him. Wow. Did he have the vision? And he was willing to go all the way. The question tonight is, what are you willing to do for the vision that Christ have given you? We'll close there and we'll end at the altar tonight. I can't think of a better place to end tonight than at the altar on the first day of the year. So we'll close out at the altar. If you make your way down, we're going to close out and ask the Lord to help us with our 2020 vision. Praise the Lord. Father God, we want to thank you for just this message that you have given us this day. Father, it's just a message to let us know that we have to have that vision to follow Christ all the way. I thank you for the example that Jesus displayed at the cross, where he said, not my will, but your will be done. Father, I just pray for everyone here at the altar tonight that, Lord, you give them a vision to be about your will, to be about your business. Lord, I love it when Jesus said, I must be about the Father's business. Lord, no matter what it takes for us to be about that vision, help us to do it. And Lord, I just like to ask a special prayer for all those members that are sick, Lord God, and that are struggling with some ailment, that you just continue to touch their bodies and let them know that you care for them. And I pray, Lord, that those that are here tonight, that you give us safety as we go back to our homes. And Lord, until we meet again, we'll just thank you for all that you do. For it's in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.